From Tidbits in May 9th, 2016, this is Tim Cook sits down with Jim Cramer on Mad Money by Josh Centers. I'm not the type to say this would never have happened when Steve Jobs was around, but I can't picture the late Apple CEO sitting down on CNBC's Mad Money TV show to have a chat with Jim Cramer, a man famous for ranting, screaming, and ringing buzzers. But with Tim Cook at the helm, this is a different era for Apple, especially after seeing quarterly revenues drop year over year. Thankfully, loud noises were set aside for what turned out to be a calm, intelligent 24-minute interview about Apple's finances and future. The beginning of the segment attempts to soothe the recent fears about Apple's financial health. Cramer starts out by telling his audience a stock like Apple should be owned, not traded. And Cook immediately downplays the overreaction to Apple's Q2 2016, pointing out that Apple's $10 billion profit in Q2 was more than any other company made. Cook blamed Apple's, and particularly the iPhone's, revenue stumbles on three things: lower upgrade rates, an economy that isn't as strong as it was a year ago, and weakened currency exchange rates. He also noted a lack of growth in the Chinese smartphone market. But Cook sees a lot of bright spots as well. Quote, "The loyalty rates have never been higher, and that's what's really important for us," he said. Cook also mentioned upcoming iPhone innovations that will convince people to upgrade. Quote, "We're going to give you things you can't live without that you just don't know you need today," he said. "There are a lot of people who don't have the pleasure of owning an iPhone yet," he added, pointing to more potential for growth. Cook also focused on the growing services revenue category and the booming Chinese middle class as possible areas of growth. Despite the Chinese government forcing the shutdown of the iBook store and iTunes movies in China, Cook is optimistic that they'll soon be back online. Regardless of a lot of talk to the contrary, Cook remains upbeat about the Apple Watch, saying, quote, "I think in a few years we will look back and people will say, how could I have ever thought about not wearing this watch because it's doing so much?" CNBC has now released the second and final part of the interview. It examines Cook's softer side, focusing on how Apple products are helping people, Cook's values, and who inspires Cook. Even though Apple is still making money hand over fist, Wall Street reacted poorly to Apple's ever so slight downturn. Music industry analyst Bob Lefsetz is now openly calling for Cook's firing, but Daring Fireball's John Gruber got it right when he said that this is, quote, "reactionary crazy talk." Lefsetz has long been an Apple doomsday preacher, but he won't be the last to call for Cook's resignation. It's still crazy talk. We hear regularly from people critical of Apple's direction in the post-Jobs era, and most of them have valid criticisms. But who is better suited to lead Apple than Tim Cook? Yes, he started out as an operations guy, and he's not Steve Jobs, but visionaries like Jobs come along only infrequently, and even Jobs required a long, painful metamorphosis before he became the man who captained one of the greatest comeback stories in business history. In a field rife with incompetent and even fraudulent CEOs, Apple's lucky to have Cook, who has led the company to record revenues and profits as CEO for the past 5 years. Under his leadership, Apple's also increased its donations to charity, improved its efforts to use renewable energy, and faced down the U.S. government over protecting customer privacy. So no, one quarterly drop in revenues from the previous year does not a failure make, particularly when that drop is accompanied by $10 billion in profit. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit Tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.